This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Times are hard, aren't they? Space is at a premium and the environment is suffering the consequences of our throwaway society. And that's all bad news. The good news, however, is that the antidote to all of that, the Share St Albans Library of Things, is 1 year old. For 1 year, it's been saving us money, saving us space in cramped homes, and reducing the environmental footprint of everyone who has been a lender rather than a buyer. Now, the Share St Albans Library of Things is run by volunteers and is managed by Sonia Jefferson, founder of Jefferson Eco at 46 London Road, St Albans, on top of which the Greenhouse Eco Hub is situated, which is also involved in the running of the Library of Things. I went along to 46 London Road to talk to Sonia, to hear about the ups and downs of a year of the Share St Albans Library of Things. And knowing how busy Sonia is running her own business, I started by asking her how much hassle this whole venture had been.
Well, I mean, it was a lot of effort to start it up and get it started up. But now that it's running, I think that it's medium, sort of five on effort, I would say. It's trying to get it out there, advertised out to everybody. We've got 300 members, so I think we're doing really well. But obviously, we could do a lot better. And the day-to-day running of it, so we've got lots of lovely volunteers who help us out, and hopefully everybody bears that in mind when they come to borrow from us, that it is volunteer-led. Yes. And we are across two sites, so there are some organisational things to consider, but yes, now we've got it up and running. It's not too bad.
It has been a lot of effort, reasonable amount of effort there. Has it been worth it? In your mind, are you proud of what you've achieved over the last year?
I think that everybody who volunteers for the Library of Things should be incredibly proud of themselves, because we have saved over 7,100 kilograms of carbon just this year alone. So that, I think, in itself is great. We've stopped people from buying endless amounts of gazebos. That's our main thing, is gazebos and garden games. But over the winter season, it's been projector and projector screens. And so it's been so fabulous that we've got those things that we can lend out to the community.
Brilliant. That sounds really good. And I'm having a word with you later about both of those, actually. So have you had problems in sourcing some of these items? Things like a projector and a projector screen, or even a gazebo, they cost quite a lot of money. Have you been able to buy them? Have people donated them to you? Have you had problems with that?
We have been so lucky with the generosity of the people of St Albans, with them giving us items. One of the things that we do have a problem with is I've got what I'm calling a gazebo hospital, where we've got some gazebos that have got broken legs, and you can't actually buy a gazebo new leg because they're done by 3 by 3 meters, but they're not done by the width of the leg. And even if you try and order a leg, it might not be the right leg. So we're now just collecting up gazebos to see if we can get the right ones to mend gazebos. But everybody has been ever so generous, and I put a list out on the shop door every month that says what we're looking for this month, and people usually come up with a few of the things. So we've been incredibly lucky. We have bought a few items though ourselves. We've bought a lovely wildlife camera and 2 bat detectors. So that we can do some lovely eco stuff and that people can find out what's in their garden.
Right, OK. And when you're thinking about what new items you want to have to loan out, where do you get your ideas from?
Usually people email us at hello@ShareSt Albans and say, have you got? And when 3 people have emailed this month to say, have you got a garden shredder? Yeah. We've put that on the list, and we have a garden shredder on its way to us. It's just being function tested, so hopefully we'll soon have that. But if not, that'll be the next thing that we'll look into purchasing, maybe, if the one that has been donated is not quite up to the speed. And that's basically what we do, okay, is we wait till other people have said it, and then we get it in. Although sometimes we think of things ourselves that we'd quite like. And we also have one amazing volunteer who just loves a charity shop and keeps WhatsApping us things from charity shops going, do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? And
so, you sometimes do.
And we do.
Marvellous. So you said it, you're having trouble, you think, just with making sure enough people know about what you're doing. Sounds like you've got quite a few people who are borrowing from you, but you think you need more? Do you think there's more demand out there?
Oh, definitely. I mean, 300 people is nothing compared to the amount of people who live in St Albans. I think there's definitely everybody could do with borrowing from us rather than buying. I mean, that's the whole thing, is that we want a culture of borrow, not buy, because what's the point of buying a very expensive gazebo and then having it in your garage for most of the year, when actually it could be loaned out to lots of people, and all of our stuff is very reasonably priced. So yeah, there's stats about things like an electric drill gets used for 20 minutes of its whole lifetime and then just sits in somebody's cupboard, because when you think about the amount of time you take it out, you do the job, 2 years later you do one other job, and then 3 years later it might be broken.
Yeah, indeed. And I suppose, actually, a sharing mentality is something we all need to take into our own lives as well, don't we? A bit more on the WhatsApp group, sharing things that we've got.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's how we're going to build resilience and moving forward. We need to be sharing more. We need to think about having less stuff in our lives. And actually, I think lots of people enjoy having the space around them, because that's, you know, less clutter, I think, also improves your mental health.
Yeah.
And so if you can get out of the clutter and just have less stuff and then borrow it and go, actually, I know it's going to be working. I know it's going to be pat tested. So I know that it's going to have been safe, and I know it's going to have all the right bits. And usually with our stuff, it's going to be top of the range as well. And so it could be more than a better thing than you could afford to buy yourself.
Yeah, indeed. Just remind us exactly how reasonably priced is your borrowing service. What do we expect to pay for the gazebo or the drill, for example?
So everything, it's £10 for a year to join us. So that's a one-off fee of £10. Then you can borrow as many times as you like. And we have a pricing structure that's really simple. It's £1, £4 or £8. £1 is something that doesn't have any moving parts. So, for example, a cake tin or something like that. £4 is something slightly larger that has moving parts, probably electrical, such as a projector or a drill. And then £8 is for the really big items, such as a gazebo.
Marvellous. That's nice and simple then. So what are the kind of problems that you're facing at the moment? It sounds like you've got lots of successes, you're saving loads of carbon, lots of happy customers. What do you see as your main challenges?
Well, our main challenge is, I mean, we've got lots of lovely volunteers, but we could always do with more volunteers. And then actually, customers understanding that we are volunteers and that everybody is a volunteer, and just be kind.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing, is lots of people would like us and expect us to be open a lot more than we are. And problem is, especially we're across two sites. So we're here at 46 London Road, and we've also got a garage in Marshallswick. And the garage in Marshallswick is manned for very short hours, because in the winter it's ever so cold to stand out in the garage just for one person for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So we try to message you, ask you to come at a specific time, and that seems to be a bit of a barrier, is for people sort of not wanting to do it. We've done one weekday evening, which is Monday 6 till 7, and then we've got Saturday morning, which is 8:30 till 10, because we found out that's the times where people most want to return and borrow things. So first thing on a Saturday morning, because they want it for the weekend. And we used to open a lot later than that, but we found people wanted to come earlier, so we've opened at 8:30 now. And then people want to bring it back after the weekend, and so that's why we've got a Monday opening as well. But they are quite short hours, because otherwise we are standing out in the cold.
Of course, yes. Well, and it's volunteer time, isn't it, as you say, which is absolutely precious. And how about, are things on a sustainable foot from a financial point of view?
Yes, well, the library itself would be self-funding if we didn't have buildings. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, the fee that you pay to join and then your borrowing goes into us replacing items, fixing items. We've paid for volunteers to have PAT testing courses, which are quite expensive in themselves. Then we've got the buildings that we're in, and it's things like that that need to be paid for. So as much as everybody is super generous with their items, it would be viable if you didn't have to put a building's cost into
right.
it, I think.
So you're facing the same problems with things like rates hikes that all small businesses are facing around St. Albans at the moment.
Yes, exactly. We've got exactly the same issues as any other small business has. So, yes, we do also try and get some grant funding as
yeah.
well.
Indeed. So looking to the future, sounds like you could do with a few more volunteers. What exactly, if we did volunteer, what would we be doing?
So basically handing out the items. What you'd expect from a library of things, really, is you need to look at the inventory, see what we've got, what's going out the next day. What we try to do is we plan for the next day. So if you were here on a Wednesday, for example, you'd look to see what was going out on a Thursday, and then you'd get that ready because the person who is in on a Tuesday will have got the Wednesday stuff ready for you. Then answering questions, because people do come in off the street and ask if they can join. It's all on a really easy computer system, and we can show you how they join and then how to borrow and how they pay for it.
Okay, and that's done from here at 46 London Road, the lending of the smaller items. There's no cold garage in Marshallswick for that part of the volunteering.
No, that bit's done here, but you know, we do need to loan the stuff out at Marshallswick, so we do need people to go over there and yeah. just but again, we try and keep it down to as narrow a time as possible over there. Although it's a cold garage in the summer months, we're in a car park, so it's actually a hot garage, but it's not a bad job. I'm making it sound pretty bad, but it's quite nice to be out over in Marshallswick, actually, especially if you are somebody who likes tools and garden things, because that's where most of our tools and garden items are.
And I imagine it's a very satisfying thing to be able to do. You should have a lot of happy customers coming to you.
Oh, we have an awful lot of happy customers, yes. Lots of people really like us and really enjoying using us. And yeah, so then it's just bringing the stuff back, cleaning it up, making sure that it's ready to go for the next person.
Okay, and if you lived over in Marshallswick, actually quite convenient just to do for an hour or a couple of hours a week or a month or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It could be perfect. Yeah, we're just situated behind the library, next to the parish council offices, so it's a nice convenient place, and it's great because the customers are always happy when they're there, because they can drive straight up and park right outside the garage and you can load the stuff straight in with them.
Yeah,
So
I just wondered what you thought. You know, it sounds like you've got a really great thing going here. It's satisfying a lot of demand. It's reducing a lot of wastage. It's reducing a lot of carbon. But really, without a lot of grant input, it wouldn't be sustainable. We really need to move to this kind of thing being financially sustainable, don't we? What do you think needs to change? Is it our mentality, or is it something more fundamental in the way that we operate?
What we really need is for everybody to be thinking more of a sharing economy. We're looking at it from an environmental standpoint. I mean, the Library of Things is a great thing to get people interested in the environment, because it's not necessarily an environmental thing. It's less space in your house and all this sort of stuff. But if we're going down the environmental route, we really need to get our heads into a sharing economy, sharing being that public transport, being that things that we've got at home. We need to stop consuming. We've seen so many things recently about how we're all over-consuming. We're over-consuming clothes, electrical gadgets, everything. And that just needs to stop. So we need to have a mindset shift into borrowing. And I think this could be the start of that, because you can think, oh, well, I could just borrow this particular thing. So for example, we've had some really lovely, successful sort of 16th and 18th birthday parties where people have borrowed the cake tins, they've borrowed the garden games, they've borrowed either the gazebo or the projector and screen, depending if it's an indoor one or an outdoor one, and you can have a movie night. We've got a popcorn maker, chocolate fountain. That's a whole party in one. And you don't have to go and buy those things. You can borrow them all for us. And I think the whole lot of that would come in under 30 quid, which would be a really cheap birthday party if you were having it at home. And really great. But you don't need to own all of that stuff, because how often then are you going to use all of that again? Because that was one lovely birthday party and it doesn't need to happen again. Or if you maybe you've got two children and you'll have it twice, or you'll have it as a 16 and 18. But honestly, you're not going to use it that frequently. And we just need to get into the habit of, oh, yes, I know where I can get that from. I bet 46 London Road's got that, or my local library thinks, because that is the other great thing, is they are popping up around the place.
Yeah, so rather than thinking, going online, getting it delivered tomorrow, instead thinking, no, I can borrow that. I don't need to buy it and get it delivered. No, that's a really good point. So looking forward, anything to look forward to in the next year, or more of the same great stuff?
We've actually, Sandridge Parish Council have been very generous, and they have given us another half of a garage. So we've now got a full garage. We used to have half a garage, so we've now got a full garage. So we are looking at getting some more mobility bits. So if you've got a relative that needs a walker or a wheelchair that's coming down, we'll be able to hopefully to provide that. And we're looking at a few camping bits for the summer. So hopefully some tents and other bits and pieces for camping. So yeah, we're looking at expanding slightly, and then we'll be doing lots of advertising. So hopefully you'll see us everywhere to try and get some more members, so that we can really push the sharing economy and the love and care.
Indeed. So check you out online. Volunteer if you've got a little bit of time, and then just tell your friends and come and use it.
Yes, so online we're at sharestalbans.org.
Sonia, thank you very much indeed.
I was talking there to Sonia Jefferson of Jefferson Eco about the Share St Albans Library of Things. So whether you need cake tins in the shape of a number one, equipment to get those DIY jobs done, or fancy having a go at making ice cream, give Share St Albans Library of Things a try first. I'll pop the web address into the notes that go with the podcast of this show, and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com, where you'll also find me talking to Tony Elkington about how we need to do food better and how your views are needed in order to do this. Now, Tony tells me that the Food Future Survey will now be open until the 18th of April, so there's still time to take a listen to the podcast and then tell Tony and the team your ideas about doing food better. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.